right. It is Thursday morning. We've got Jolene Lichty in with us this morning, licensed mental health practitioner. Jolene, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And we just saw you here yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of nice comments. Some people called in on Party Line. And we had a call during the show, too. Somebody that had a question. And that's what it's here for. And you know, exactly. If you've got some more questions, let us know. Well, we might have you back and answer some more of those. So
I would welcome the opportunity.
I did have a call on Party Line from Tom Peter, who said, talked about the power of prayer, how if we all join together, and he said, every day when the Party Line theme comes on, everybody say the Lord's Prayer.
I heard that. I like that. I didn't get to hear all of Party Line, but that was powerful.
Yeah, some good stuff, you bet.
There's some very good stuff. Yes. First, I want to throw in my disclaimer again. I don't profess to be know everything, but my goal is to share insight and perspective from 26 years of being in the mental health field. There was a call in, and I'm going to just throw out some thoughts about a teenager struggling with some behavior, and it seems to have maybe escalated. And I want to stress to all of you adults out there with young people, using the word what, and what I might suggest is being able to say to this teen, you know, what are you struggling with? And then please just zip your mouth shut and wait and open your ears and use the word what, because what invites conversation. But most of all, needing to remember, because when I work with this population of youth, that they want to be independent, but their coping skills are still being developed and limited, and they got a whole bunch of catastrophic things going on called their chemistry inside. So the fact is a lot of teens struggle with anxiety and depression during this time in their life, and I think it's even more heightened because of social media.
Right, you bet.
So, and they have a feeling of no control, yet want to be anonymous, want to be independent and their anonymity. So they might appear to have an attitude or anger, but it's really, that's their go-to response. So don't engage in it if at all possible. And I'm not saying they have the power over you. I do not mean it that way. Just that maybe your approach needs to be different. Are you showing some respect? I know a lot of teens go to their friends because their friends will listen. And sometimes we're pretty quick to throw in our suggestions. But be consistent. Maybe there's some social pressure going on that might need to be just another approach, another thought to look at.
Sure.
But I look at parenting like planting seeds in a garden. You hope they germinate.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of them don't, and some of them don't till later, and then you're excited.
And there's going to be some weeds.
Yes. Speaking of weeds, as Maxine from Hallmark says, time to get out the weed eater. These legs aren't going to shave themselves.
That's right, yeah.
But just for a chuckle, I have a book I've had for a long time, and the title says, Now I Know Why Tigers Eat Their Young.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but before I get into depression, something that's been on my heart for the last year that I've wanted to come in and talk is I believe there's a lot of grieving going on. And when I say that, I want to present that as grieving can be the result of change. And I do believe because of maybe health changes, obviously all the flooding we had last year, people having to move, maybe just a career change or retirement, we grieve. And I just want to quickly let people know that if you're feeling these different things, you're very normal and it's very real, and it needs to be, you need to be aware of it. Grieving is not a five-step program where you do step one, then you go to two, three, four. But I'm going to present them in an order, but we jump around. And the first one is shock and denial. And what that means is our thinking is, no way, this is a joke. No way, this isn't happening, or I'm going to wake up from this bad dream. That's shock and denial. Another step is bargaining. Well, what if this had happened? What if that had happened? A lot of what ifs, okay? Another step is anger. And that's very legit. And sometimes it's a very hard step for people to want to go through. I think it's sometimes hard for us ladies to go through. But it needs expressed, because if we keep it internalized, it turns into anger. I'm sorry, anger turns into depression. And the other two steps are sadness. Sadness is something I know none of us really care to have in our day or parts of our day or emotions. But it is part of the step of grieving, and it needs to be recognized. The thing to be aware of is if it lasts more than maybe 6 months or extended period of time, it's going to turn into depression and need some attention. But I give you hope, because the last step, we might jump around, you know, you might be sad, and then all of a sudden you're feeling like, well, what if this had happened? What if this had happened? Acceptance. And that's when it, what we do is we start to open up our hearts or our minds to new things, new memories that can fill some of those old places. So anyway, I just wanted to touch on that, because I do believe that has happened greatly for some people. And it's a change.
Right. Yeah.
It's a change, not necessarily a death.
You bet.
That can cause it. So.
And Jolene, depression is our topic today. And
yes.
Maybe just kind of tell everybody, I know we all might be depressed, might be suffering depression, or know somebody that's that appears to be going through depression. And it's a serious thing, isn't it?
It is. And it can be managed. You can manage it, or it can manage you, much like diabetes, heart disease, you know, whatever. But it's a mental health illness that's marked by sadness, feeling worthless, feeling hopeless. People might have trouble making a simple decision, concentration, remembering details. Also, you can see maybe sleep patterns change, people wanting to sleep too much. Can't sleep, weight changes, whether it be gaining weight, losing weight. What I like to give as a visual, it can feel like you have a pile of laundry sitting right in your living room that's 3 feet tall and 5 feet wide. Where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how overwhelming it can feel. Or another one that I think some people can really relate to is whether it be the dining room table or the kitchen counter that is just piled with papers and bills and just junk mail and things to go through, and it's so overwhelming. So it's a feeling of hopeless, helpless, overwhelmed is probably the big go-to that I would mention as a description. So there's a lot of different kinds of depression. So I'm not really going to get into specifics, just kind of being general, and excuse my vagueness there. But I will say also, there's also such a thing called PTSD, and some people have heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
And PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us relate it to people who've been in
the military,
frontline combat and stuff like that. But it can occur without having to been
right.
in military or war type events. And
locally, like maybe like the flood from last year. I mean, people
excellent.
Still haven't recovered from
No, and exactly.
And the rain's falling today, and the snow's melting, and the rivers are getting a little higher as normal, but yeah.
Yes, and it's a trigger then, being able to separate the rivers coming up, because that's what happens when the snow melts. But PTSD puts them in a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So please be aware of that. You're not going crazy.
Yeah.
It's very real what you're feeling. If you're struggling with that, I definitely would highly suggest, because it can influence other things going on in a person's life. So, you know, seek out your health professional or mental health professional, or even your spiritual leader or your clergy. Start somewhere, because you're not alone. It's not a character flaw. You know, I like to think of it as we don't always know everything about our vehicle. So what do? We take the mechanic.
Right.
You're having trouble with calving and you've done the things you know to do. You call the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having some health issues and it's not with this virus stuff. You go to the doctor. So that's what I mean by it's not a character flaw. So.
All right. Let's take a quick break for the birthday club. We're going to come back and maybe take a little bit of perspective here at depression and talk a little bit more about it coming right up.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Birthday club being brought to you by our friends at McDonald's, O'Neill Arbor Care, and Wakefield.
All right. Again, got a little rain going on out there and might be some fog in some areas. Haven't heard of any of that yet, but we do have Jolene Lichty in. And Jolene, today we're kind of started off talking about depression. We're going to continue talking about that. And let's continue on and maybe put it a little bit more into perspective.
Yes. I will tell you, myself, with having cancer, I've realized how much we make life mentally and physically cluttered. And I don't mean by a bunch of knickknacks.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
So it's time to maybe look at simplifying. Time to maybe look at letting go.
Uh-huh.
And some of the buzzwords that I really want to stress to our listeners is whether we say it out loud or in our head, and they're those wonderful guilt words. And guilt words make you feel heavy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no win with them. I could have done that. I should have done that. You should have done that. And don't spend time shouldn't on yourself. If you say that really fast, it sounds something different. Okay? I ought. I must. Those are great guilt words. And there's never a feeling of satisfaction, accomplishment, or just an end result. Replace them. Okay? I'm not talking about, badgering yourself. If you say these words, I'm saying give yourself a choice and then celebrate that you did it. Words like I can, or I need to, or I'm able, or I desire, okay? I should clean my house. Well, no matter what you do, you should have done it sooner, you should have done more, whatever. Instead, say, I need to clean my house, and this is what I can do today, or this is what I can do right now. So there's a feeling of accomplishment. That's part of the dilemma that helps perpetuate just that down feeling. Ways to manage. Okay?
Yes.
There's three things to do on a daily basis. When we're in a frump, these are very hard things to do. When we're not in a frump, you know, come May, a lot of us are going to start to feel better. There's seasonal depression. That also is going on for some people. So first thing is a routine. And that establishes structure. They're really preaching it right now with us doing social isolation. And so be aware. Make sure you tell yourself, this is what time I'm going to get up. If you have to force yourself to eat a breakfast or a lunch, and then have a bedtime, have that structure that you normally would have if school was on or your work schedule was the same. One of the biggest things I've learned that I really stress to people is knowing the difference between tired and down. If you're tired and maybe you didn't have a restful sleep, then go lay down, but set a limit to how long you're going to lay down.
Right.
If you're down, your recliner, that couch, that bed is dangerous. And I mean it as dangerous. It's going to only perpetuate the problem. It's going to, then I should have got out of bed. I shouldn't have been sleeping. Mm-hmm. It just, tired and down are very different. And even to be able to start to separate that, to realize that is wonderful. A second thing is some type of exercise or activity. And it doesn't have to mean you have to go obligate yourself to another thing to do. It can mean I'm going to just walk around the block. What exercise or getting out? And I realize a lot of us can't get out, myself included, but you can for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Go to the store, maybe get them that bread. You don't have to become president of a local organization. But that helps the endorphins in our brain, which is another thing that medication does for us when our minds and our circuitry and our chemistry is not working. Oftentimes, I like to describe it as imagine your brain is like an extension cord and something has happened that it's gotten severed and cut. And so the circuitry is not working. So anyway, laughter, okay? Mm-hmm. Laughter is so good, and what I love about laughter, it's the same thing as exercising, only I don't need a sports bra.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay? So, I just... Thank you, Brody, for being here. Yes, buddy. Yeah. You keep bringing us joy, okay? Good. All right. And the third thing, so we got routine, we've got some type of exercise or activity, and third thing is an obtainable goal, okay? That might mean that pile of paper that's on your counter, on your table, I'm going to set 15 minutes and work on it. Mm-hmm. And maybe all I do is get some of it sorted. Maybe that 3-foot pile of laundry, I'm going to spend 15 minutes, and this is not to compare yourself to the old days, the present, that's all we're working on, present. And you're just going to start to separate the whites from maybe the jeans, from the sweats, whatever. And then when the timer goes off, and that's all you can do, and you celebrate that, and you are grateful. And if you feel up to doing more, that's fine. If that's where it's at for today, it's okay. We've got to get you past obtainable goals, strengthen, and give us confidence. That's another thing lacking. So I want to give you a little not a magic trick, I'm sorry. That's not even a fair word. But another way to manage, and what we need to know, is how we think and how we act, we actually control, okay? And so the result is how we feel. So if a person is feeling depressed, oftentimes their thoughts are going to be very helpless, like I said before. I'm hopeless. It's hopeless. I'm never going to feel good. Probably walking around in sweatpants or dark colors or whatever. And they might act mad. They might act unapproachable. They might not have a smile and look angry, even though angry is not even the feeling they're feeling, because they feel depressed. So if we work at, if I can change how I think and how I act, wonder what'll happen. So a person works on, I deserve good things. It's going to get better. Oh, look, the sun came up. And
the birds are singing.
Yes, they're beautiful today. It's awesome. It's awesome. And they work at having a smile. They work at maybe being approachable. Or I'm going to put on that bright color, even though my soul isn't quite so bright. And what do you think, Scott? How's a person going to feel if they're acting more hopeful, if they're trying to have a smile, if they're trying to muster up a good positive thought, things are going to be okay. How do you think they'll feel?
You can't help but feel better.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Bingo. Maybe confident, happy, who knows? Remember, the bridge between fear and caution is knowledge. We can do this. I've put together suicide hotline, and hopefully Scott will, yep. I'm sure he'll get it posted, but it might be a resource you need to call, and that's 1-800-273-8255, or you can text the crisis line, which is 741-741. Boys Town Hotline is a great hotline to get you to resources or kind of find out things that are going on, and he'll put that number up too. The spiritual counselors, our clergy, your physician, mental health professionals, and I'll stress, most health insurance companies approach mental health like they do medical. Myself included, if you want to reach out to me, my phone number has changed. So if you call my old phone number, you're going to get this number to call, but it's 402-644-1571. You can call or you can text. So, And you don't have to have a doctor referral to see a mental health practitioner. So instead of being negative and instead of getting inundated with some of this social information, let's work on spreading a different virus. Mm-hmm. Let's spread the feeling of kindness. Let's make that contagious.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost to be kind. Isn't that kind of a cool thing? I love what Gandhi used to say, and he said, be the change you wish to see in the world. He didn't say change the world. He said be the wish you see to change in the world. And that made me think of us. We're Nebraska Strong. Let's stay focused. Let's use our good judgment. Let's heed to the CDC warnings. And let's change the world. And let us be the one that starts to show what people need to see. I'd like to close with a song that I gave to Scott. And it means a lot to me. I hope it brings some strength and peace to you. God bless you all. And it's called Overcomer by Mandisa.
try.